Local Business 101 on AM 1080 and FM 95.1 KOAN. I'm Ryan Lucas, your host, and we're here today to talk about local business topics here in Alaska, the last frontier. Today we've got a special guest in the studio, Eden Lovejoy of YourBusinessLifestyle.com. And Eden is a virtual general manager that increases performance, efficiency, and profits for companies. So we're privileged to have her in the studio today because she's in great demand helping local businesses in Alaska. And we, meaning Regal North Commercial, can hopefully get some tips on how small businesses, which, by the way, are companies up to 500 employees, can benefit from Eden's expertise. So let's welcome Eden to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Joe, by the way. And even as Regal North Commercial, our company, we run as a team of licensees and have a custom design different from the traditional brokerage model. Usually they have one person with an assistant working on a commission basis with their time. So Eden's someone that hears what your organizational challenges are and could be pretty much a clear voice to brainstorm ideas with you. So she's pretty much here to take your business to the next level.
Yes, even for us, when we decided to jump out and try a new model, Eden is somebody that can give that advice that's, you know, kind of an outside influence and a fresh set of eyes. So we've heard many great testimonials, not only from ourselves, but other business owners in the communities and their employees that even benefit from within our community. So we really are privileged to have Eden on the show. And Eden, can you tell us what your process is in guiding small businesses to better success?
Sure. Thank you, Ryan. And thank you, Joe, for the introduction. I'm really glad to be here today. You mentioned at the front, I'm a virtual GM, right? Virtual general manager. So what is that really? I think people are accustomed to hearing about consultants or even coaches. And my experience working in business over the past 25 years is that consultants tend to be high dollar outsiders who will tell you what it is that you need to do. Coaches will stay with you in a conversation until you find your own answer. But really what companies need, small businesses, is someone with the skill set of a general manager to come in and actually do some of the work. I provide a done-for-you model where I bring in my experience and my talents and my resources to work with the executive of the company to map out a plan of action and get employees working together more productively, more efficiently, and more effectively. I've developed a system of six simple steps, actually, that walk through with companies to build a framework for decision-making that employees can rely on to provide the tools and resources for owners to effectively evaluate their team and provide feedback in a way that isn't emotional but is measurable, putting all of the tools in place for business owners to move from management into leadership in their own organizations. The trick is to remember that we can't regulate or direct people into right action. We have to inspire them into right action. And the skill set that we most often bring to the table is, what I hear a lot from business owners is, I've told them what I need them to do. I'm paying them to do what I need them to do. I'm pretty sure they just should be doing what I need them to do. And they're super frustrated because they're not getting the results that they want. So we together will map out a picture of how we want things to work and then communicate that very effectively to employees together and move the owner into a true leadership position where people accept responsibility for the results they are accountable to deliver. They know what authority they have to deliver those results. And you mentioned that you've heard great feedback from owners as well as from employees. The really phenomenal thing about the work that I do is that everyone experiences a benefit from the result, and the company, the results are phenomenal. Profit margins go up, customer service improves, stress levels go down, turnover decreases, all the things that you want in a business.
That's awesome, Eden. And I can so appreciate the situations that you're describing because as a business owner and the broker of Regal North Commercial, these are the things that I can attest to when, you know, you're building a team of strangers to work together and do really great work, that everybody has different quirks and personalities and emotions in those times of the challenges that you experience being a business owner. And in this economic climate, we're finding that being able to collaborate with those that you work with, from the owners of the companies to your key managers in the business, all the way down to, you know, employees and independent contractors that are working with your business, that collaboration has been key to make people more successful in how they do business in this economy.
Yeah, Eden, if you had one tip for business owners questioning today's economic climate, what would it be?
Well, that's a tough question. You're going to put me on the spot, huh?
Yep.
I think that every downturn in an economy creates opportunity for entrepreneurs. What we have to do is to be flexible and open to change and to think creatively. The real risk in an economy that's headed towards a downturn is, I think that the biggest risk is to try to hold pat and hope that it comes up in time. And I think I've seen business owners do that in difficult or challenging economic circumstances. This is really a time to open up your mind, open up your eyes, open up your ideas, and get flexible, get creative, and watch for opportunity. Any time of great change creates great opportunity.
Yes, and we're seeing the same thing in the different clients that we advise every day, is for people to be open to change and have an open mind about different tips and techniques to enhance what they're doing, such as, you know, engaging with a professional like yourself, to really reach out to resources that are touching many different businesses. And that way, when they come, whether, you know, they're coming to talk to Regal North, and, you know, the business brokerage services that we provide or real estate services that we provide, we often identify needs for other vendors or experts to come in and enhance a business owner situation. So one thing I do want to emphasize is that there's really no shame in this time of change. And if you're a business owner out there listening, or you may know a business owner, maybe even in your own family, that what they do every day with their work and the changes that we're facing, that it creates challenges in their life, and there really are resources out there. So, Eden, I actually have a question, and you're in such great demand. How do people find you when they might have some questions about enhancing their business?
Well, I think if people want to learn more about me, a great place to do some research and get to know me a little bit better is my website, yourbusinesslifestyle.com. I'm also always thrilled to learn more about businesses in Alaska and what people have going on. So just to call my office, 375-8777. I'm happy to be in a conversation with anyone who'd like to talk about their business and where they're headed and where they want to go in this economy.
So we're coming up to a break, and if you have any questions while you're listening to the commercials, give Regal North Commercial a call at 276-6784, and we will be back to hear more of Eden Lovejoy with yourbusinesslifestyle.com's insights.
Welcome back to Local Business 101. You're listening to AM 1080 and 95.1 KOAN. I'm Ryan Lucas, here with a special guest, Eden Lovejoy of yourbusinesslifestyle.com. And today we're talking about some great tips to enhance a business from a small business level, which can be up to 500 employees. And we've been talking to Eden, receiving some great tips. So whether you're a business owner yourself, or even a friend or family member of a business owner that may be affecting your life, this is a great show where you're able to tap into some tremendous knowledge that businesses can take advantage of in a changing economy. One thing I want to emphasize is what we do at Regal North Commercial. We are a commercial brokerage that specializes in business brokerage services, everything from buying or selling a business to finding real estate for your business or even personal investment goals. So what happens often when clients come in for their consultations or to start searching for opportunities, we find a need to enhance the experience by bringing in experts such as Eden Lovejoy of YourBusinessLifestyle.com to really collaborate and enhance a business and look at things from a fresh set of eyes, which Eden does a great job at doing. So we've had some clients of our own that were pretty excited about Eden coming into the show today, and they wanted to ask Eden some questions. So hopefully that would be okay with you today.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And I'll turn it over to Joe Lumpkin, who is the lead of our business relocation program at Regal North Commercial. And Joe, can you tell us some of the questions we've had from anxious entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I got one. It's from a business owner. She runs a bakery and is currently, you know, working endlessly to produce her products and, you know, that her clients love. And because of the great recipes of her products, and, you know, they often sell out, and so she's super busy working, you know, 6 to 7 days per week.
Wow.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, this business owner is having a hard time finding talent at an entry wage level that is, you know, that she can retain, you know, not have a high turnover. So in other words, you know, with the high turnover at that entry pay level, it's kind of discouraging for her. You know, she's a well-liked business owner, nothing wrong with her product. It's just a matter of how she works with her employees. And, you know, and she rarely gets to take a break. So pretty much my question is, how would this entrepreneur be able to decrease their workload and get a plan and process with you, Eden, to have higher employee retention, as they feel that the only way to keep their employee is to pay them more, which she can't afford to do? So would your method show her how she can pay more and free up more of her time?
Absolutely. You know, there are whole industries built around the reality that people will work for less when they're passionate about what they're doing. If you look at the difference between the pay scale for an airplane mechanic versus a car mechanic, for example, the aviation industry takes advantage of the fact that there are people who love airplanes, and so their their pay scale is almost half, which is kind of surprising. So the trick is to create an environment where people are having a wonderful time and become really a part of the team, where they are equally invested in creating the margins that will allow them to earn the increased salary. When we're hiring entry-level employees, we tend to hire them and say, here's a list of tasks and stuff to do. And there's no emotional connection to stuff and tasks and checking off lists. So people will meet us kind of where we meet them. When we start to create an environment where we invite them in, especially the millennial generation, they've been raised to absolutely know that their contribution is important from the get-go, regardless of whether they have any experience or not. So we get to meet them in that place and let them know, yes, your contribution's important. Here's the results that you're responsible for. Here's the authority that you have to accomplish that. And it might be a small authority, but it is owned by that employee. And people really start to engage from a place of caring about the company versus just what they're trading tasks for dollars. And then you build on that, right? We get one employee who's doing well and performing. Now we've got some margin happening on the investment we're making in that employee, and then we can leverage that into the next team member and grow over time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you, Ian. That's awesome advice. I think that overall for business owners dealing with employees, being able to inspire others and how they're working and create an environment that's fun and I guess catering to the new generation that's coming up in business.
Well, without losing sight of the business purpose. So there's a lot of business owners I work with really are trying to do that.
Okay.
And they're frustrated because they feel like they've created flexibility and a fun environment, but the dedication isn't reciprocated. You know, they're not getting that same dedication back and they feel taken advantage of. So there's a way to do it with real structure. And, you know, surprisingly, people actually respond well to good structure when we frame it correctly. And it's probably more than I can handle in a 10-minute interview. But trust me, there's tools that we can deliver that put that framework in place for motivated and enthusiastic teams.
Great. So if you're listening to Local Business 101 right now, and you yourself are being described on the show or you know somebody, please feel free to give us a call at Regal North 276-6784, and we'd be happy to connect you to Eden Lovejoy and take advantage of some good advice. So there is one more entrepreneurial request we've gotten, and it comes from a local business owner that's pretty established, and they've been in business for over 20 years. And what their hope has been to be able to pass the baton to their son to take over their business, but they're finding that their son is not ready for the transition that dad wants to take in preparing for retiring and getting out of the business. So, Eden, how would you recommend they handle a transition like this?
Well, when an owner is getting ready to transition out of their business, whether they're turning that over to a family member or a management team, or they're considering selling, there's so much that owners who've run their business for 20 years are doing behind the scenes, and they're carrying so much that it's a process of coming in and really unwinding or extracting all of the levels and layers of what they already know. They know it so intuitively that they are it's even hard for them to describe it, right? Because it's just,
yes,
you just do what makes sense because it makes sense because I have all this information and experience. And so we have to actually translate that into accountabilities and authorities that can be delegated. And again, you know, in that time of transition, we can develop a training plan for a next generation. Really what's important is to identify what roles need to be filled and then match skill sets and people to those roles. And when you do that, sometimes the next generation will step up and evolve into that and be ready to take it over. Sometimes they might decide to come talk to you and look at what the opportunities are to sell the business as an alternative. In either case, when an owner is wanting to transition and do anything other than just shut the business down and retire,
right,
it's a really great time to get the whole business mapped out in a very clear way for transition to the next leadership team.
That's awesome information, Eden. And one thing I'll emphasize is that you don't have to be ready to sell today in order to make a phone call for advice. We tell our clients that really, if you're looking a year ahead for your one-year exit, or you're looking at 5 years ahead for where you want your expansion to go, it's a perfect time to give us a call, Regal North Commercial, 276-6784. We'll connect you to Eden Lovejoy of yourbusinesslifestyle.com and really get some specific information for your situation. So again, there's no shame in this game. And if you're an entrepreneur out there listening, or you're a friend or family member being affected by that entrepreneurial life, give us a call. We'd love to help.
And just for this month in May, I'm happy to offer a complimentary strategy session with anyone who calls.
Awesome.